From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Extreme drought persists in southwest Utah. The most recent U.S. drought monitor shows that category one notch above the worst exceptional drought in part of Washington and King counties. The area is the only among the western region with extreme drought that dips into northwest Arizona, into Colorado City in the Short Creek community that includes Hilldale, Utah. A large portion of central and southern Utah is under a severe drought. Much of northern Utah is free of drought, with zero dryness in Box Elder, Cache, Weber, and Davis counties. There was a lot of confusion and social media complaints this week after Utahns received an Amber Alert with nothing but a note to call 511 for details. But many calls were answered with a busy signal. KUER's John Reed asks if there are even bigger issues at play.
Wednesday's alert was the second in 2 months to cause an uproar. And while both have raised concerns about Utah's alert system, University of Nevada, Reno professor Timothy Griffin says they're not what we should be focusing on. He's researched Amber Alerts and says the bigger question is if the entire system is worthwhile.
It doesn't do much. It's overrated.
Department of Public Safety officials say Utah's system is one of the best in the country. 47 out of 51 total alerts have ended in safe recoveries. But Griffin says that's misleading. He says most abductions end safely anyway, especially when the kidnappers are a parent or relative. That was the case in Wednesday's alert.
But my concern is that if we think the crime control theater of Amber Alert is really helping children, then what children in real danger are we ignoring and not thinking about?
Griffin says better data is needed on how abductors respond to the alerts. He'd also like to have a more honest conversation about how effective they really are. John Reed, KUER News.
A political advertising mailer sent in support of a legislative tax reform plan could instead result in criminal charges. KUER's Nicole Nixon explains.
The Utah Association of Realtors sent 90,000 mailers supporting the latest tax plan, which would impose new sales taxes while cutting the overall income tax rate. One side of the mailer was designed as a check cut out to Utah's working families to the tune of $80 million and signed by the Utah legislature. The state seal was stamped in the upper left corner. Use of the seal could be illegal, though, and it prompted a cease and desist letter from the Utah Elections Office, which oversees the emblem's use. State Elections Director Justin Lee says unapproved use of the seal is subject to a criminal penalty, and the case will likely be forwarded to the Utah Attorney General's office. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
An updated tax plan is expected to be released today. A public hearing is scheduled for Monday night. On the same day that the Road Home ended services to the homeless in Salt Lake City, the shelter received a $5 million grant from the Bezos Day One Families Fund. The one-time grant will pay for a new data system to assist caseworkers and clients and help the shelter's housing team to secure dwellings for those who need it. $3 million will be funneled into a capital campaign for new headquarters for the Road Home. Services ended yesterday, and the shelter will shut down next week. Three new homeless resource centers are now open. Leaders are working to get people into permanent housing through the transition. But the total number of beds at the new centers is roughly 400 fewer than were available at the Road Home. A report out this week shows a number of Americans don't have functioning toilets or drinkable water. Overall, access is improving, but there are a few concerning spots, including here in the Mountain West. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Stephen Gasteyer is a sociologist with Michigan State University.
The concern is that you should be seeing continuous progress, right?
But Gasteyer and his colleagues found that progress seems to be slowing down and even backsliding in some places, like certain counties in Idaho and Nevada. And even if it only affects a small percent of the population, Gasteyer says this does raise alarm bells.
To be honest, at this point, we don't know what's going on. It may be just a statistical anomaly. That's possible. But the key point is that we're not seeing progress. And really, it's the beginning of a research project, not the end.
According to census data, there are about 27,000 households that lack complete plumbing facilities in the Mountain West. That's about 0.4% of all households in the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
More than 2,600 homes in Utah lack complete plumbing. The Utah Transit Authority rolled out a one-year pilot project yesterday to better connect people to transit routes. It's called UTA On Demand, and it works a lot like a shared Uber. People can request rides through the UTA app. serving the southern part of Salt Lake County from South George to Bluffdale, Draper to Harriman, the area that connects two UTA tracks lines and the Front Runner line. Draper Mayor Troy Walker says the pilot system will make it more convenient to use public transit.
More of us are going to use this, and we're going to be able to really make a dent in clean air.
Rides are available weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.